There goes the final whistle, and Donegal have defeated Tyrone in this Division 1 encounter as intercounty football returns here to Ballybuffet after a 7-month break, and Donegal have returned with a winning start. They have defeated Tyrone by 4 points. It has finished 2-17 to 2-13, and a one which should of course keep Donegal safe in the top flight for another season. So Martin, at times it was very, very competitive, it was very, very exciting, at times it was very, very dull, a lot of lateral football being played, so, but in the end up Donegal 4-point winners. They got the one that they needed to keep them in Division 1, and is it a fair enough result that Donegal come away with the victory today?
Yeah, they were the better side with the victory. To be disappointed conceding 2-13, you know, against a Tyrone team that never really bothered getting out of second gear the way they were. Now they've got the plus out of it. Tyrone was Conor McKenna and everything else, and see Kieran McGeary, fair play to him, coming over and apologising to the referee, whatever it was. I think it was someone he said that got him the black card. Somebody said to the referee that he picked up the black card and everything else, and I think see Horst Devlin over talking to the referee in the way off now, asking questions with the card. I think Ronan Brennan, you know, later on in the game there picked up a second yellow card as well, and look at Donegal, be happy enough they got the 2 points and stay in the division. That's the important thing, you know, to stay in the division. As you said, will it be finished or not, we don't know, but Conor McKenna is going to be a handful in 2 weeks time. If he gets another 2 weeks under his belt in there in Donegal, time to plan for that there and everything else. But good result. The important thing was to win the match. Anything else didn't matter, whether it was a point or 5 points, and you know, would you just be fearful that you conceded 2-13? Tyrone supposed came defensive and they conceded 2-17,
and we were comfortable, Martin, but we let Tyrone back in there.
Yeah, we did. We let them into it. And that's the thing we do. And we do it sillily. We talked about it here. Giving away silly ball. Silly ball kicked out of defending zone by Gallagher. Turnover point. Darrow Wheels ball across the field, get away the goal. That's the important thing. 2 weeks' time is the possession is so important in the modern day game that we keep possession. But that's what our statsmen are for. That's what our, you know, management look at and everything else. The importance of keeping possession of the ball. You can give it away at club level if you like and everything else, but at county level, it's totally and utterly different at county level to give away the ball. I see Ryan McHugh getting man of the match down here below, as he played well enough. I thought Keelan McGonigal had a big game, and I thought Stephen McMenamin mattered to see back and everything else, and there were some good performances all round, you know, my players. Jimmy Brennan got the 2 points early on, then got the goal and everything else. But look at it's 2 weeks' time is the big one now that Donegal to look forward to. And I don't know.
Can we take out of this game ahead of 2 weeks, Martin? Well, what's Tyrone going to take out of this game?
I think Tyrone's going to take Conor McKenna. Liam Rafferty had a good match, and I think the big one was Conor McKenna. Other than that, there were nothing else, because they didn't really try. They didn't use anything. They didn't use any tactics. They didn't go man marking anybody or anything else. So the difference is going to be a totally different Tyrone team in 2 weeks' time. But I think nobody knows that better than Donegal. I think Donegal's plus was the performance. I thought Sean Patton on the high ball and everything else were very good. Everything else, the kickouts, we made a decision maybe to go long. Maybe we're going to go long in the 2 weeks' time. I don't know. Stephen McMenamin, I thought great to have him back in the ring. Jack McKelvey getting his first game. Jason McGee coming on and getting game time and everything else. Niall O'Donnell handled a lot of ball. Patter Mogan's goal was brilliant, and Jimmy Brennan finished the goal well. And of course, most things went through Michael Murphy who really big game. You know, we played deeper and everything else. So, looking forward to it. I think, you know, the thing is, you had to get the 2 points because it's important. Now, what are Tyrone going to do next Sunday? Are they going to go down and try to beat Tyrone? Are they going to try to beat Mayo next week or not? Because they didn't really try here today, I thought. I thought they were going through the motion. At times they thought they were in the game and come back, and they were just hoping if they could get a chance they were going to win it. For they go to Mayo next week, and we saw Mayo the day, the way they'll be up for it and everything else next week. So, good one for Donegal to look at next week, to see Tyrone, because Aidan O'Shea will be full forward, how it would work to play, you know, to play Murphy inside at certain times against them and everything else. And that there, will Patrick McBurdy be back fit? Because, you know, you need him. He's you know, he was a miss today. You need him in there to add that physical dimension that probably, you know, Jamie Brennan, Oisín Gallan don't have yet in there to give them that there. But I think from Donegal's point of view, they'll be happy enough. They'll be happy enough from their point of view with the one. And that's the important thing. Have you gained
takes the pressure off next week too, Martin? Exactly. You don't have to go to Kerry knowing that you need a result to stay up.
Kerry will probably want to win it now to win the league. I think with Galway being beat today, Kerry can win the league by beating Donegal. So yeah, you can try out players, give them games against that good Kerry team, you know, and that there and everything else, and you can look at players and definitely do what nearly Galway done today. I would definitely rest certain players next week. I wouldn't bother playing them. It's too important to have them available for Tyrone. It's so tight. So I'd definitely be looking at my squad next week. And the good thing about it is, it doesn't. I know Kerry, it matters they won the league, but I don't think anybody, you know, it's different if you're playing a team that was trying to avoid relegation, you'd have to be fair to other teams, but I don't think you have to be. So I think it'll be a good workout for Donegal to use players and have a good look at players, and particularly Paddy McGrath coming back the other day, players like that, to give them an extra game time. Steve McMenamin, another game, will do him the world of good, and particularly Jason McGee as well. So we can use it now. But it's great, we'll stay in Division 1, and that's very, very important for the progress of Donegal football. And that was the most important thing out of here today. Forget about the game, it's not going to matter one iota in 2 weeks' time. It's not even, you know, there'll be different teams completely.
Yeah, Martin McHugh, many thanks for your contribution once again as football returns here at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, and Donegal take the win that keep them safe, of course, in Division 1 for another season.